Hi, and thanks for joining us for A Moment of Encouragement, a daily radio devotional given by Pastor Ron Daniel of Calvary Chapel, Cheyenne.
In the ancient city of Corinth, there were plenty of people that we would consider bad influences. And in an earlier letter to the church, Paul the Apostle had written to the Christians there, telling them not to be around immoral people. But in the letter of 1 Corinthians, he has to clarify exactly what he meant, because they had misunderstood his instruction. He said, "Well, I wrote to you in my letter not to associate with immoral people, but I did not at all mean with the immoral people of this world, or with the covetous and swindlers, or with idolaters, for then you would have to go out of the world. But actually, I wrote to you not to associate with any so-called brother, if he is an immoral person, or a covetous, or an idolater, or a reviler, or a drunkard, or a swindler, not even to eat with such a one." Paul explained to them, "Hey guys, I'm not asking you to stop hanging around worldly people in the world. You can't avoid them. They're everywhere. Besides, they need to know about Jesus. No, what I'm telling you is that the people you need to avoid are the worldly people in the church. People who call themselves Christians, but live like non-Christians. They are the influence that you can't afford to have in your lives. They will drag you down into their immorality, their covetousness, their drunkenness, or other bad behaviors. A lot of us don't want to have to tell a fellow Christian, 'I'm sorry, but your behavior is too carnal for me to associate with you anymore. I shouldn't even be having lunch with you.' But by doing so, you will be accomplishing three things. One, you'll be obeying the Word of God. Two, you'll be ridding yourself of a stumbling block. And best of all, three, you'll be challenging that Christian to repent and get their life right with God." This is Pastor Ron with a moment of encouragement for you today.
If today's devotional thought has blessed you, then we invite you to join us every Monday through Friday at this time for a moment of encouragement. May God richly bless every moment with Him today.